Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Scott and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today I got a little update because I got a lot of stuff going on and I feel the need to inform everyone for whatever reason. The first thing is, you know, if you've been following me for a while, you know that I've been trying to go to the Central African Republic. Well, that ain't gonna happen because it's just too expensive. I mean, we're talking about 20, 25 grand for 3-4 weeks. I don't want to go over there for 4 or 5 days. That's not going to happen. It's not worth it. And to go for like 3 weeks or a month, it's just too expensive. I don't know if I can get the money back. I don't know if I can round up the money, if I can figure out how to do everything. It's a very difficult task to do that. Now, before I go on, there is a chance I'll be going to Africa in the next 6 months or so, but I've decided that I'm going to commit a little bit more to my photography, and you will see that on my website if you do follow me on the website. Now, speaking of my website, I recently opened up a portion of the website for members only. That is members who pay. And if you have a lot of questions and you want to know the answers to them and you don't feel like looking around all over the internet for them, sign up. You get you get a bunch of free stuff that I gotta give you, I guess. It's like, you know, wallpaper, and there's podcasts and videos, and there's some exclusive stuff that I don't put on YouTube. And the thing is I'm going to cut back on the YouTube videos because first of all, it takes time to make a video every single day to put on YouTube. It takes time to answer the questions. And frankly, I need to concentrate on other things besides YouTube. YouTube is not my way of making a living, and I have other things to do. Now, speaking of that, my wife and I are considering getting a studio, an office, basically just renting a cheap apartment and using that as a studio, setting it all up. I've got to buy some lights and stuff. Now, I don't know if you can tell the difference, but I am on my Fuji X-E1 and I'm using my new 60mm lens. Fantastic lens, very, very sharp, at least for photography. And for video, I noticed that it focuses much better than the kit lens, the 18-55mm. So hopefully my videos will be a little bit better, and I have some other things that I'm going to be getting in the near future, like a Rode microphone and some lights, so that I am trying to make myself look a little more professional. So that means I'm going to have to shave, which I've been planning to do for the last 2 weeks, but I never get around to it. And also get a haircut, since I don't like to be bald. I'd rather just be bald all the way around. You know, I mean, I'm not, if I was a chick, I wouldn't have like a little patch of hair. I'd either be bald or I'd have the jungle. You know, that's me. So anyway, I gotta go and get that done, and in the next couple of days, I got all kinds of stuff going on. I'm still considering going to the fish spa and getting my feet chewed on by fish to get the dead skin off my feet. I haven't been to the salon in probably 2 months, and usually I get a manicure, a pedicure, get my feet scrubbed, a little shoulder massage, etc., etc. Let's see here. What else do I got to go over? Is that it? No. Oh, I'm working on my book. You know, I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm writing my book, which sometimes I only write 1 or 2 sentences a day. It's frustrating because I want to get the thing done. Because I got a couple other books in the bag, and I need to finish those. So it's like, I'm the kind of guy who does 20 things and I only finish one. So I need to finish all of them. But That said, okay, so, you know, like I said, on my website, I got a pay section of my website. There's going to be exclusive videos, things like budgets, things like how to do, not to do. It'll all be there in a little, in like a little audio video format for those of you who want to do it by podcast or want to watch or whatever, you know. Let's see here. What else? I know there was some other stuff. What the hell was going on? I must have forgot about it. Oh, there is a chance that in the very near future, or at least in the next month or two, my website will be totally redone. And I owe a sponsor for that. I owe my gratitude, and I really appreciate that. Let's see, what else? I haven't been getting too many sob stories about women. I don't know if the number of men has been cut dramatically, or it's just people get sick and tired of me bitching at them about being an idiot with a woman. I do have one guy that I need to address, and he's a knucklehead. So I got to go over with him. I got to go over the video, actually, and you know, figure out what am I going to say and what am I going to do, because this guy is complete. You know, listen, I watched the Ted and, what's his name, Ed and Teep, My Thai Girl video the other day again for about the fifth time, and whew, man, I just cannot believe how foolish some people are. I mean, it's like, you give 150% and you have nothing left for yourself, and that's what this guy did, and he almost ended up on the street. And from what I've read online, he's doing fairly well back in the UK now or whatever. I hope so, because one would hope that in situations of the heart, it doesn't cost you your shirt and your ass. It's one thing if you lose your shirt. It's another thing if you lose your shirt and you lose your ass. So, you know, I guess that's all I got to say. I know there was something else, but I can't remember. Click like, share, please continue to watch. I really appreciate, I'm almost at 4,000 subscribers, woohoo. My goal is 4 million, so I got a long way to go. Let's see, what else? Well, I may have a couple sponsors that I'll be talking about in the next week or so, it really depends. Oh, Africa, the thing I was gonna say about Africa. Actually, as I've said quite a few times, and if you followed me for a while, you may remember, I said that I have a very good friend who is a filmmaker. He's a documentary filmmaker, and he is the head of the American Documentary Film Festival in Palm Springs, which just finished. And so now he and I are working on a project. We're actually working on two projects, one of which I cannot speak about. And the other is in South Africa, which is about poaching and the anti-poaching units that are there. I've spoken to a person in South Africa and got everything set up. So basically all we need to do is figure out the logistics and exactly how we're going to do everything. And that should come off. I'm really hoping it does, because it will mean time in South Africa in the Kruger National Park with lions and elephants and hippos, and also in various parts of Southeast Asia, probably China and Vietnam, because, and Thailand, of course, and on the border, because this region is where a lot of the body parts of the animals end up, which I never can understand it, but then again, there's a lot of things I don't understand, and I really truly believe that some of the people, the Chinese, the Vietnamese, the whoever else, that are using things like shark fins and tigers' penises and, you know, lion rectum and all these kind of things, it doesn't make a bit of difference. It does, I don't believe that it makes you more virile and all this other kind of stuff. And, you know, If you got a problem with that, there's something that you can use. I think it's called Cialis and Viagra. You don't need to go and kill a wild animal. And you know, the thing is I'm the kind of person who, I just don't like being fucked with. I don't like being fucked with. I don't like being messed with. I don't like being pushed. I don't like being told what to do. And, you know, if I were to relate myself to someone, it would be to, or something, or an animal, it would be to the animals of the wild, the tigers and lions and things like that. You know, they don't want to be messed with either. And because of the population growth in Africa and because of poverty and all these other things, they're the ones who are losing out. And while I don't, while I can understand the need to protect oneself and to defend your life, which in Africa that is a real problem. You know, when you're living near lions, you got to make sure that you take care of yourself. It's either them or you, and better that you live than them. But just killing them for no reason is a huge waste, and I can't stand it. So my point is, I don't like being messed with, and I can relate. They don't want to be messed with. All they want to do is go eat, mate, shit, sleep. They just want to do their thing, just like everybody else in the world. So you got to find a way to live at least somewhat harmoniously. That's my thing. Now, the other thing is that probably next month, I think at the end of next month, or maybe, what's next month? June. Maybe in the middle of July, I'm not sure yet. I'm going to take a little trip, and I haven't decided yet if it's going to be around Thailand, or it's going to be in Vietnam, or Cambodia. It's going to be somewhere in Southeast Asia. Might even be Hong Kong, but I don't know. I'm not too keen on it. I'd rather go to Vietnam, to tell you the truth. But the reason is because there are some photo contests that are coming up, and I want to submit an essay, at least to one of them. So I feel the need to get out, and maybe getting another lens in the near future. And I feel like using these new lenses and seeing, well, what can I do with them, and can I get my photography seen? Can I actually win? Do I have a chance? So anyway, I got a lot of things planned. All this talk is starting to give me a headache. But until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Don't be bad.